This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. So glad you're with us today. We're going to take a closer look at the rise and fall of Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe this hour and talk to one of the nation's experts on Charles Manson, who died last night at age 83. But we start this Monday Takeaway with two looks inside policing in this country. We're going to continue our series to protect and serve life behind the blue line, where officers talk about their lives in their own words. Today, anonymous testimony from one officer in a complicated relationship with the community he serves. But first, let's go to Baltimore, where things are more than just complicated. A federal corruption investigation made its ninth arrest last week. Already, several members of the Baltimore Police Department's Gun Trace Task Force have been swept up in a series of busts where prosecutors are charging multiple robberies, drug trafficking, and fraud. And now the arrests have spread to Philadelphia, where a cop there has been charged with conspiracy to sell cocaine and heroin. Justin Fenton covers the Baltimore Police Department for the Baltimore Sun. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. Justin, this is a multi-city, now multi-state ring of what prosecutors say are dirty cops. What exactly are they charged with?
So the officers are charged with racketeering. That's the statute that the federal government uses against gangs and the mafia. Basically, this case began when the DEA was doing a drug investigation into a group that had sold some drugs that had led to some fatal overdoses, and they ended up picking up a Baltimore police officer on their wiretap. Once they realized this, they referred the case to the FBI, which began monitoring that officer and others in his unit. They ended up using recording devices in the vehicles and ended up charging all seven members of this elite task force with drug dealing, fraud, as you said, overtime fraud, and robberies.
So there are charges that they would confiscate drugs from busts, turn around and sell them themselves. You talk about robberies. What are the robberies they're charged with?
Basically shaking down citizens, you know, writing a search warrant, going into a home, they would find, you know, a couple $100s in a closet, they'd pocket it, split it up. But some of these robberies were in the thousands of dollars, $20,000. There was one robbery in a storage unit where they said they got kilograms of cocaine and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. So it was pretty lucrative stuff.
There's a cop in Baltimore named Jamel Ryan. Is he the ringleader according to the charges?
Now, I'm not sure he's the ringleader, but he and Detective Mamadou Gando had been working together for a very long time. They pleaded guilty almost immediately and took the stand in that drug trial that I referenced earlier and sort of outlined years and years of corruption. I think everybody here is sort of waiting to find out what happens next because it sounds like there's a lot more to this story.
It sounds like there might be a lot more. So let's review in Baltimore just for a second. We have cops allegedly taking drugs from busts and reselling them for profit, shaking down citizens in traffic stops, taking their money or writing fraudulent warrants to get into their homes, overtime fraud, which sounds like a crime against taxpayers. Justin, and now this whole story has spread to Philadelphia.
Correct. There was a Baltimore police officer who was in the police academy with Detective Rayem. He left the force and went to Philadelphia. And one of the allegations that's come out is that even after leaving, he continued to conspire with Detective Rayem. They would seize drugs and then he would sort of send them back up there where that officer gave them to someone who would sell them for profit and then the money would come back down here.
So we're talking about a cop in Philly named Eric Snell, is that right?
Correct.
Now, Eric Snell has a fairly narrow charge, it seems, conspiracy to sell cocaine and heroin. Is he part of a broader conspiracy? Are prosecutors saying that?
That's a big question that we had. I mean, the Philadelphia Police Department was pretty tight-lipped when this came down. I mean, it sort of raises the question of what's going on. You know, the officers here were considered to be a very elite gun task force. They had a great amount of autonomy. They could go throughout the entire city chasing guns and drugs. The department held them up as one of the best units they had. I think just a few months before the indictments came down, there was a department newsletter where there was a picture of the unit, and they were touting their work. Of course, you know, they were also responsible for dozens and dozens of arrests, and now it's coming out that, you know, just for years they were pretty much doing whatever they wanted to do. I think that one of the challenges for investigators is that, you know, the charges that the initial indictment were based on was based on things that the federal government observed during that wiretap. They We're tracking those things. They have them documented. I think the challenge now is what can they prove going back before that time. So I think that's why there's been it's been a little bit more deliberate since then. And there's also a question of whether, you know, past crimes will be held to account.
So now that the lid is off in an investigation of pretty deep corruption in the Baltimore Police Department, investigators are working to uncover more and find out just how deep it goes. And this racketeering and fraud ring appears to have spread to the Philadelphia Police Department as well. Justin Fenton, who covers the Baltimore Police Department for the Baltimore Sun, hey, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.